The lion with bad breath. The lion, roar, king of the animals, roars as he walks up and down the hallways of his palace. Roar! But the lion has terrible breath. He never, ever brushes his teeth. His breath smells like a barrel of rotten fish. And everybody hides when he comes their way. The lion's feelings are hurt. And since he doesn't have many friends, he goes to see his counselors, the camel, the cat, and the jackal. Tell me, camel, do I truly have bad breath? Roar! And he roars in the camel's face. The camel gags. His hump is all shaken up. Well, Your Majesty, I don't know if I dare.
Yes, yes, speak your mind. It's an order.
Well, the thing is, it doesn't exactly smell like, roses.
Traitor! How dare you ridicule me! Roar!
And bam! With one fell swoop, the lion throws the camel to the crocodiles. Next, the lion turns to the cat. So, tell me, cat, do I truly have bad breath? Roar! And he roars in the cat's face. Pop, pop, pop! All the fleas on the cat's back keel over and faint. Pew! The cat is clever, though, and she doesn't want to end up in the crocodile pit like the camel. So she says, Dear sire, your breath, oh, how shall I put it? It is, oh, magnificent, meow, scrumptious, as sweet as honeysuckle on a spring day.
Treason! You are lying through your teeth! Roar!
And bam! Straight to the crocodiles. Finally, the lion turns to the jackal, who has witnessed everything.
So, tell me, jackal, do I truly have bad breath?
Roar!
And he roars in the jackal's face. The jackal holds a handkerchief up to his snout.
What? You dare cover your nose in front of me, turncoat! Roar!
No. Not at all, Your Highness. I just have a terrible cold. I wouldn't want to give you my germs, that's all.
Oh, awful clever. Roar! I shall keep you, then. You shall be my prime minister. Roar!
Since that day, His Majesty the Lion doesn't brush his teeth any more than usual. But everyone in the palace knows to carry a handkerchief in front of their nose.